It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Texas man runs a marathon in a football uniform to break a world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Haven Real Estate. Breaking news. I don't know if you saw that, Kevin. Did you get a notification?
Oh, no.
We lost John Ashton from Beverly Hills Cop, passed away over the weekend. Kris Kristofferson, and now just moments ago, they announced Dikembe Mutombo passed away.
Oh, wow.
At the age of 58.
I was going to say, he was not very old.
No, yeah.
One of those, NBA player who... they're just freakishly large, and I don't know if that led to problems, health problems, or what, but yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. He became larger than life, literally.
Yes. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know.
No, I know. It's sometimes I have to do it, and it doesn't feel good, but we have to get the stuff out there.
Absolutely.
So give me a little grace next time I do it.
Okay.
Does he typically not?
Yeah, sometimes he's like, oh, hey, thanks, Kev. That was real uplifting.
Well, I mean, when someone passes and you make an announcement, that's a little different than sometimes the stories that you have that might be a little, worse than that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Whatever you say, Jay. Well, Steve, you've never had a spouse.
Thank you, Kevin.
I don't even know if you've had a girl. Have you had a girlfriend?
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, boy.
I'm just asking you a question.
Next time I ask you questions, give me a little grace.
You know what? That's fair. Listen, you've worked here almost a year, and I finally just ask you that question.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure you've probably asked him before, though. Yeah, I feel like he's asked it before.
Maybe I have.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Still don't have an answer, though.
Right. Yeah, he's still avoiding it.
Dodges the question.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a spouse like you do, Jay, you've had one for 30 years.
That's correct, yeah.
We want to see this. According to Dr. Phil, these are 10 things that you should know about your spouse, okay?
All right.
I mean, it's some of them seem like, well, of course, how would you not know that? But you never know.
Right.
Let's see how we do with this quiz. What is your spouse's shoe size?
Okay.
Do most men out there know their spouse's
shoe size? I would say that's probably a 50-50 thing,
yeah,
to be honest.
I think that one is one of those that is one that you could have slip by.
Yeah, I think
and not
that's
know it.
I think that's
and
easy
still be
one.
A good husband,
yeah,
I think.
Yep, yep.
You probably know Denise's, though.
I mean, I bought her shoes before, not very often because, shoes are hard to do. And it's the only thing, I think the last time I bought her shoes, they were like Cornhusker shoes. So I knew that was going to be a win. But to try to predict, boots. I've done boots before.
Boots.
Yeah,
boots get them a little bigger.
Yeah, boots. Boots are great. Yeah, warmer socks.
Yeah, you can. Okay, so we one for one.
Yeah, I got that.
How many children did your spouse want when you got married?
Oh, that's an easy one, yeah.
What did she want?
10.
Is that real?
Yeah.
What happened?
Three?
Lane?
Lane happened.
Love you, Lane. Laners, that's a joke.
There's no way he's not listening either. That's hilarious. Oh, man.
10, really?
Oh, he just texted. Really?
Really? Sorry, bud.
How many question marks and exclamation points are there?
Zero, and not even an uppercase to start, just all lowercase, really.
Okay.
She really wanted a lot of kids.
She wanted 10, yeah, she wanted 10.
She came from a big family.
Yeah, they were five kids in her family, five kids in my family. She goes, let's add them together and make 10. And I'm
10.
Like, let's just see how it goes.
How about 3?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
It's a nice number.
10
you
would
can
be
have
great.
All those kindergartners all the
but
time.
But you got to start when you're like, pretty young.
Oh, no.
We didn't
joke.
Even meet till I was almost 30, so,
Yeah, that's true. Where was she born?
Mm-hmm.
That seems simple.
Easy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If your spouse is doing their dream job, Or if they're not, what would it be?
Yeah, that's.
I feel like she is doing it.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
What's your spouse's mother's maiden name? Like, come on. Yeah, we know that
come
one.
Come on, man. That's simple stuff.
Has your spouse ever had a nickname? And if so, what was it?
Ooh.
A nickname?
Yeah.
Bunhead?
Well, I mean, that would be mine, but I do know mine.
Yeah, he would know his own.
No, I think they...
she didn't really have one. I can see her maybe being called cupcakes or muffins, just because of all the stuff she bakes.
I don't know if there's a lot of baking younger when you get nicknames, but...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe in college I could have seen it there at the University of Nebraska when she was making cupcakes and stuff for the whole football team, I'm sure.
I think just Narc from her brothers.
Yeah. Narc? Oh, man. Yeah, that's a beautiful nickname.
Wow.
What single word would your spouse use to describe you? Okay, that's a little tougher one.
Oh, jeez, that's really hard.
It's amazing?
Amazing.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. What do
you think it would be? Oh boy, that's a girl. You know what? I'll text her. She's got nothing to do. She's just in a meeting.
And what is your spouse's blood type, Jay? Do you know that?
I don't know that. I don't even know mine.
We just did this a couple weeks ago. Right. When we were talking about blood type. We all said, "Yeah, we're."
I don't think she knows hers either.
Nobody knows. It's so bad.
You know what? I even asked. A couple years back. You know, whatever it is. You got to go through that thing where you get blood work once in a while. And I said, hey, can you tell me what my blood type is? And they go, no, we didn't do that. And I'm like, what? Why? I don't even
it's
think it's in
some weird separate test. I'm right?
not, yeah. And I don't even think it's in my chart, to be honest. I looked, I couldn't find it.
I'm trying to, that's a good point. Of all the blood draws I've had and tests done, I don't think I have any idea on any of them where it says that.
Is it in your chart somewhere where it's hidden somewhere deep down? And you're like, oh, look at your.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody should know that, and I don't know why, because if they need to give you some, then I feel like you're probably not in a position to answer the question anyway.
That is very true. Yes. I mean, they must know
it
somewhere.
You know what I'm saying?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, you're right, Jay. They have to know it somewhere.
I feel like it's in there. It should be in there.
Yeah. Because if they don't know, we have real trouble.
Well, I think they
either
just
that
give
or
you
I guess
that.
They just take all the blood that you're bleeding and they go, oh, yeah.
I think they just give you the uniform positive stuff, you know, like whatever the one is that's good for everybody.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they put it back
in. And finally, Jay, what is your spouse's favorite way to wind down after a stressful day?
Oh, boy. I mean, there's multiples, but probably just hanging out, watching football.
Yeah, that's what you've convinced yourself of, huh?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Lemonheads, the more I think about it, gonna be a top three for me.
Yeah.
That I want in the Halloween bag.
You like the chewy ones?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin James.
Well, you can have mine.
Again.
Just got chills.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
All right, Kevin.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to do a little thinking here. Imagine if one of your coworkers goes and puts something in the microwave and it doesn't smell good.
Mm-hmm.
We all have had that happen and we don't like it. I used to get in trouble for making my eggs at work.
That stuff was smelly.
They'd smell for like a whole 2 minutes. That's the good news. They do dissipate quickly, but they did smell bad at first. And then there's others who maybe struggle with what? Fish?
Oh, man, yeah.
That seems like one we don't want people doing. Mm-hmm. Then there's the flip side of that's too good. Don't be doing that, like popcorn.
Making me hungry, right.
Ooh. Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Jay and Kevin, it's 7:30 in the morning. Why are you making popcorn?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, sorry, guys. It's been a long day for us already.
Yeah, right.
We were ready for it. But imagine if you would. this is so stupid. But I saw a little comic strip that had something that led me to believe this. And I can't, it was like a coyote, okay?
Okay.
Like a coyote. And it was his first day at his new job. And I thought, well, this is cute. It's, we're coyote country.
Yeah.
But he walked up to the microwave in the break room, and there was like a bunch of other coyotes sitting around
there. Sure there were, of course.
And the one coyote looks at the other and goes, seriously, he's going to put that in the microwave? And it was, he had a skunk.
He had a skunk.
He was, oh, yeah, roadkill.
Right, I got
so he was heating up roadkill.
Right.
And I thought, okay, that is really funny. That's a very funny concept of other animals, you know, being like a normal workplace and them walking in and heating stuff up. Skunk, I got to imagine, would be pretty high up on the list.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Did you do the crossword after you saw this comic?
Okay. Huh? Yeah, I don't think it was in the newspaper, Steve.
Okay.
No, I don't read the comics. So are they in the same section as the crossword?
I think they're adjacent, probably. Adjacent. Yeah.
I haven't done a crossword forever. I do Wordle once in a while. And that's even been, I've been terrible at that lately.
Hmm.
I see Peter Heskey, your father, does Wordle once in a while.
He does. He likes to post about it.
Does he also microwave eggs?
No, I'm responsible for that.
Oh, okay.
So back to the animals.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Up things. Mm-hmm. Like what would be, like a bear. I'm thinking of a bear coming in. Bear like to just catch raw fish.
Oh, yeah, that'd be terrible.
And do they just come in and they just throw a raw fish in your microwave? And the other bears are like, seriously?
He's going to put that in the microwave?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what
not,
animal
that's not
eats,
a good smell.
What animal eats broccoli? Because if they put that in the microwave, also not great.
Oh, broccoli, I get so mad about it. I love to cook broccoli here, and my granddaughter loves it.
Right.
She would eat it with every single dinner. She
That's
just
awesome.
Loves broccoli. But we don't do it very often because...
That's the reason?
That's her dad.
Yeah, like I knew. I knew. I picked up on it, yeah.
Oh, God, you walk in the house and be like, oh, this... What, someone poop in the microwave and heat it up?
Okay.
I'm like, dude, it's broccoli. And it was on the stove. Oh, God. He'll open all the windows. He'll turn on all the fans. He'll start spraying everywhere.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, you know what's your daughter's favorite? Oh, it smells terrible.
Don't care.
Yeah, I'm just like, doggone it. And I love it so much that I always want to cook it. But, yeah, it's tough when... He does not enjoy that smell at all.
Do you sometimes cook it just because of that?
Today I might. Jay, now that you bring it up, I've never really done that. But today I think I might. I know I bought some broccoli yesterday.
I
so,
mean, if you're yeah. mad at your son, you've got, I mean, it's the whole thing is lines up perfectly.
But he's not even awake yet. What has he done to make you mad?
Oh,
my son's not awake yet?
Is he awake?
Well, yeah, he is. He has a daughter he takes to school and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess
plus,
he is
if
awake.
If you think that you have to be awake to have made you mad, that's silly.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I'm trying to think. There's something I for sure could be mad at him about. And not even mad necessarily, just that I had never done that. That gives me an opportunity to want to do it.
Yeah, and you got the out. Oh, okay. Oh, it's for your daughter. I mean, it's like the perfect out. You can't.
Absolutely.
There's nothing you can say about it.
Amelia said she wanted it.
That's right. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Give me the first letter of your first name.
Oh, what a game you were playing with this lady.
Yeah, and so she said S, and I was like, are you Sandy? And she goes, yeah.
Kevin James.
All right, I'm one for one. And then I'm like, all right, what's the first letter of your last name?
Oh, you were trying to go, wow.
So she told me, and then I got it right, and I think I kind of freaked her out.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, you sure did. All right, if you want to play Beat the Show, 509-441-0999. 9. We'll take caller 7. Call right now to play Beat the Show.
Oh, man.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is time to beat the show, and Beat the Show is brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. We are playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. All you got to do is beat somebody on the show. Shouldn't be that hard. How are you feeling today on a scale of 1 to 10?
The concept seems simple.
Yeah.
Boy. Honesty?
Honesty?
5. If you want honesty from me, I'm a 5.
Out of 100 or out of 10, or what are we talking?
Out of 10.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
How are you, man?
Doing good.
Did you enjoy your weekend?
Yeah, I still got a day off today, but yeah.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. All right, well, that's good. Big fun plans today, or?
Probably watch the Lions beat up the Seahawks today.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Are you a Lions fan or just an anti-Seahawk fan?
Oh, a huge Lions fan.
No way. Okay, how'd that happen?
Good for you.
Yeah, it's been a long road of misery.
Sure, yeah. I mean, were you had family from Detroit or are you just somewhere just along the line?
Just when I was a kid, I saw Barry Sanders and
That'll do it.
Much watching since.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do a little Beat the Show here. Our category is skyscrapers. I'm sure you're super knowledgeable on those. Now the question is, who do you want to challenge, me or Kevin?
Let's do Kevin.
Okay, Kev, see you in about 75 seconds or so.
Yeah, my nickname used to be Skyscraper.
Okay, no, it didn't.
Is that right?
No. Goodbye, Kevin. All right, here we go, Joe. Pass if you get stuck. You got 7 questions in 60 seconds.
All right, here we go. The Empire State Building is featured in an episode of How I Met Your Mother. What is the spinoff to that show?
Oh, pass.
What United Arab Emirates city is home to the tallest building in the world?
Oh, boy.
Say it again?
What United Arab Emirates city is home to the tallest building in the world?
I don't know. Saudi Arabia. I don't know.
Okay. This 1,100-foot skyscraper in L.A. is the tallest building in the western U.S. Name it. Too hard?
Yeah, I don't know that either.
Yeah. Skyscraper is a song by Demi Lovato who appeared in what PBS TV show featuring a purple dinosaur?
There you go.
Barney.
There we got it.
The Willis Tower in Chicago is called its original name, which is what? It's often called its original name.
The Nile.
The 2018 movie Skyscraper stars what famous actor, pro wrestler, and businessman?
There we go.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
What is the only U.S. city that borders Maryland and Virginia that lacks skyscrapers?
Delaware. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We'll see how we did. We'll bring Kevin back. You're going to get it. Kevin's going to hate this category.
I know. Some of them were too hard. I'm sorry.
Like most of America. All right. We'll see how it goes, though. Hold on,
I'm
Joe.
Back.
Hi, Kevin. Kevin, how are you doing, man? How are you feeling?
I told you honestly, probably like a 5.
Yeah, you're not sick to your stomach or anything, are you?
Not yet.
Okay, here we go.
You're about to be, potentially. I'm sorry. Can I apologize again?
No.
Here we go.
No matter how many times I say I'm sorry, are you still going to?
Because you know why.
Why is that?
You could pick any category in the world.
I mean, I could. Any category?
Any category in the world.
Skyscrapers, guys.
I mean, that's kind of fun, though, right?
Yeah, it is fun picking any category.
All right, skyscrapers. Let's just play and see. Yeah, let's see what happens. The Empire State Building is featured in an episode of How I Met Your Mother. What is the spinoff to that show?
How I Met Your Father.
What United Arab Emirates city is home to the tallest building in the world?
Oh, that is Dubai, and that building is freaky.
This 1,100-foot skyscraper in L.A. is the tallest building in the western U.S. Name it.
I don't pass.
Skyscraper is a song by Demi Lovato, who appeared on what PBS TV series featuring a purple dinosaur?
Barney.
The Willis Tower in Chicago is often called by its original name, which is what?
Oh, that's the Sears Tower. That's the only tall building I really know.
The 2018 movie Skyscraper stars what famous actor, pro wrestler, and businessman?
The Rock.
What is the only major U.S. city that borders Maryland and Virginia that lacks skyscrapers?
Huh. What is... I don't know. I ran out of time.
Oh.
What a shame.
Yeah. What was here we did here?
Yeah. Empire State Building featured in an episode of How I Met Your Mother. What is the spinoff to that show?
Joe passed. Kevin said How I Met Your Father.
That is correct.
How I Met Your Father. 1 point, Kevin. Well done.
What United Arab Emirates city is home to the tallest building in the world?
Joe said something in Saudi Arabia, and Kevin said Dubai.
Dubai, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, boy, if you've ever seen that building, it is.
You know what
wild.
It is? It's really tall.
It doesn't seem real.
2,700 feet.
Yeah.
That's what it smells like, too. Get it? 2,700 feet. Two to nothing.
Okay. Zero for you, but yeah. This 1,100-foot skyscraper...
Now you're going to do the scoreboard?
No, not going to do it.
Okay.
This 1,100-foot skyscraper in L.A. is the tallest building in the western U.S.
A couple of passes there. Nobody knew.
Wilshire Grand Center.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, just say like everybody knows it.
Yeah, two to nothing.
I mean, it was a tough question.
No kidding.
Skyscraper is a song by Demi Lovato, who appeared on what PBS TV series featuring a purple dinosaur?
Barney for everybody, 3-1.
How do you know that's right, Jay?
Oh, I don't. I both said Barney. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, Barney and Friends. The Willis Tower in Chicago is also called its original name often. What is that?
Kevin said Sears Tower, and Joe pulled out his Trump card and said the Nile.
Is the Sears Tower.
4-2.
Oh, he gets a funny point.
Yeah, 4-2.
The 2018 movie Skyscraper stars what famous actor, pro wrestler, and businessman?
Joe went with the Hulk, Hulk Hogan, and Kevin went with The Rock, which is correct.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, 5-2. Good job, Kevin. Sorry about that, Joe.
No, it's all good.
What is the only major U.S. city that borders Maryland and Virginia that lacks skyscrapers?
Kevin didn't know, and Joe said Delaware.
Washington, D.C.
What was the question again?
Only major U.S. city that borders Maryland and Virginia that lacks skyscrapers. Huh.
Isn't that something? How about that? Joe, unfortunately, Kevin got you today. Can you give us a number and try to be that number if you'd like to win the Indaba coffee? What number would you like to be?
Let's do 9.
Number 9. Okay, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Enjoy your day off. 509-441-0999. Caller 9 gets the $25 gift card.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You spent $1,000 on pedicures?
$1,000.
Why is it that expensive?
It's just... Because I feel sorry for the young lady that's doing my feet. No, I really do.
Kevin James.
My feet looks like Charles Barkley's face.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Kev, stat of the daytime.
We are going to take a look at 3 different levels of football. We start with high school football. What percentage of people say they have attended a high school football game?
Like ever in their life?
Yep.
Oh, wow. 85.
Whoa. Game's almost over. Yeah. 86% of people say they have attended a high school football game.
Steve?
These are Americans, of course, by the way.
Are you in?
I don't know that
what do you mean?
Really matters.
I mean, it said in one of those commercials you like attending high school football games. Is that a true story?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just asking, why are you mad?
You have not attended one in Spokane yet, though, right?
Maybe I'll go this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, with the stadium right across from our studio,
I know.
It is tempting to just park and go over there and watch
a game. Absolutely.
Of course, Jay, you've been to a high school football game.
Yeah, oh, many.
I've been to high school football games. I've played in quite a few, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Frenchie.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, man, he remembers.
Impressive.
Okay, so now we go to the next step. College. What percentage of people, U.S. Americans, have been to a college football game?
Oh, boy. 35. What do you say, Steve?
I'll say 42.
Oh, he should have gone lower.
You think so?
Okay, it's quite a bit higher than that.
No way.
It is quite a bit higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is 61% of people say they have been to a college football
game. That's impressive.
Hmm. You know, I guess a lot of people attend college. That helps.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And
I mean, even though a lot of the colleges don't have college football, but still.
True. But if you did, man, if you're in one of those 100,000 seat stadiums, that's just crazy.
Or even if you're adjacent to it.
You know, you have the small, like Whitworth. Like I've been to Whitworth football games.
Same, yeah.
Those are easy to go to.
Yeah.
All right. Steve, by the way, high school, college, you've been to both. College games have to be way cooler, right?
Yeah. I mean, high school games are fun, but
yeah, it's just a different environment.
Yeah, I mean, there's just because there's so many more people.
Right. And you know, the more band, bigger band, more, you know, pomp and circumstance.
I mean, and obviously if you're a college football player, you're better than it's the best of the best of high school.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the level is raised.
Yeah, for sure. The talent's great. What was the name of the Mizzou crew? Is that what it's called?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, you know, I don't know if I've ever said this. But, well, so for basketball, we were the Zoo Crew.
Okay.
And for football, we were Tiger's Lair.
Tiger's Lair.
Oh, the Tiger's Lair. Mm-hmm. And do you know how many students they would get there for a game?
I think our section...
It's got to be.
Because we were the official, like, student section, right?
Sure.
So there were other... Right. Like student, I mean, there was a whole area where students could sit, but we were specifically like the official one with like associated through the school.
Yeah.
Tiger's Lair.
So I think we had, I think we had up to 2,000 or 2,500, something like that.
For the student section?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. And then there was like, you know, whatever, how many other people could be there, but
probably another 1,000 or so sprinkled in.
I'm not really sure of the numbers, but, you know, it was we could only have so much because we were given that number.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're currently remodeling stadium, though. Steve.
They are. Yeah. It's going to look super cool.
$250 million, and they're going to expand it to 65,000 people.
Woo, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool place.
Man, that is, oh, gosh. College football, it is the one thing that I feel like I wish I wouldn't have missed out on as a, you know, like being a college student and going and living some of that because it does seem like one of the most
crazy,
amazingly fun experiences.
I agree.
And a lot of people still, I mean, I have so many friends from Harrington that have WSU connections or whatever, and I'll still see their pictures every weekend at the WSU games. They're there with their campers. They all do the tailgate stuff, and then just they love it.
It runs strong, Kev. You can't break that bond. It runs pretty strong.
No. And finally today, what percentage of people have been to a pro football game?
25.
I'll Price is Right you. 26.
Oh, Steve, you're going to win. It's 38% of people have been to a pro football game.
Oh, that's pretty high.
38%. Little different than the 86% we had for
a high school
game. Yeah. Easier to go to.
Yeah, for sure.
And then college, kind of there in the middle at the 60-something, 61%. And then we dip all the way down to the NFL.
Yeah, it's a numbers game. I was
just about the NFL. I've been there. I've been to a Seahawk game.
Yep.
I just like it on TV so much better.
I agree. Yeah, college games are great in person. They're absolutely fantastic.
Yes, they are. It's so different.
Pro game doesn't feel as good in person. The stadiums are obviously huge. You can be a long way from the field. There's no replays, all the things. You know, it's just like, I just watch it on TV.
Yeah, and the Seahawks, the energy, it's so amazing.
It's great,
It is really, I mean, so it has so much of that. But it is, I don't know. We get so spoiled watching it on TV.
Right.
Because it's like every, yeah, you see a catch and you're like, oh, first thing you want to do is like, oh, man, I want to see three replays of,
exactly.
of DK Metcalf like diving and catching
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yes.
In mm-hmm. the stadium, you don't get anything.
No. No, I'm with you, though.
Sad.
Sadsies. By the way, Steve, you got defended on the text line for your questions, just so you know. Props to Steve for his trivia category. Hard to come up with a different category every day.
Oh.
This one says those questions were not bad. I knew at least four of those answers.
Okay.
And this one says,
I got five of them right.
Yeah, you did good.
Yeah, no, you did well.
And this one says, I can tell this guy's a Lions fan based on the way he answered those questions.
I don't know what that means.
Wait, oh, I see what's going on here.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.